your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
We're going to go from election integrity to the economy. Right now, the complaint of the day right in my neighborhood happens to be what's happening with everybody's 401ks. The markets are absolutely getting hammered right now. As of this particular recording, which is Friday morning, the markets are really kind of treading water, up a point, down a point being defined as a percentage. Jimmy, what are the main things about the economy right now that concern you?
Well, the first one, and first and foremost, of course, is inflation.
You bet.
We've talked about it a lot. We are not going to see a drop in inflation anytime soon. This was allowed to go because of mass money printing and pumping tremendous amount of, you know, basically unbacked dollars into the economy, and we haven't seen the end of that. There's still money that has not been used from the federal spending that was approved under this current administration.
Yeah.
So that's going to continue. But the second piece of it, beyond the inflation, which they're actually interrelated, is the drive to stop fossil fuels and this administration, this regime's efforts to stop fossil fuel use. The lack of, you know, continuing the Keystone Pipeline from Canada, the lack of permits for, you know, new oil and gas fields, the regulatory environment that makes it very restrictive, and then most importantly, the influence through ESG, environmental, social, governance investing through major investors to not put money towards fossil fuel industry.
Yeah.
At the same time, demanding that they reduce prices or they continue to produce fuel. It doesn't make any sense, unless you're pushing a political agenda. And unfortunately, that's what we're seeing right now. And it's going to impact the world. It's going to impact the American consumer. And it probably, in my view, is a political disaster for the current administration.
Well, I think it's a political disaster primarily because the closer winter gets, the more people realize exactly what's going to happen to the price of their heating bills. It's going to be astronomical. And we could have actual major emergencies in the European countries when the weather gets cold, Jim.
Well, not only in the European countries, but yeah, you know, they're, of course, with the sanctions on Russia over the Ukraine war, a lot of these issues are going to create big problems for not only pricing, but actual availability of natural gas and, of course, other, you know, fuels and energy supplies in Europe. But even here in the United States, we're going to see shortages. And, of course, the New England area has just announced that there's liable to be shutoffs during the wintertime.
Yeah.
That's going to have a big impact on, you know, up in the Northeast. In these cold, expected to be a cold winter. And of course, across the country, we're seeing huge price increases because people had to lock in oil and gas for their, you know, planning for the winter to have availability. And they had to pay at really high prices in July and August in order to have value, you know, to have inventory for this coming winter, and people are going to pay that price, and it's going to really hurt them.
Well, I got to tell you, the thing that I really wonder about is taking over 1 million barrels out of the strategic oil reserves, as Biden did last week. I really have to wonder if that isn't just a stopgap, and I wonder if that isn't probably not the smartest way to handle this situation. What do you think?
Oh, it's completely political.
Yeah, so of course it is.
It's 1 million barrels a day, 180 million barrels that he announced last March.
Right.
In order to get him through October, thinking that the numbers would drop, you know, that the prices would go down.
Yeah.
Though they set policy in motion that would continue to cause prices to go up. So that's absolutely insidious, if not just stupid on their part, but I think it's more insidious. And then to announce that he's going to pump another 15 million to 18 million to compensate for the OPEC drop of 2 million a day,
yeah,
that is clearly directed to get him through the November 8th election.
Yeah.
To keep the prices down from there. The problem is prices are still up 50% or more than they were a year ago and way more than he was when he took office.
Yeah.
So, and of course, inflation is just, burning a hole in people's pockets right now, especially the people on the margins, the ones that got to pay for gas to drive to work, the ones that are paying for, just food, because food prices are just skyrocketing, all related to the production, the fertilizers, the fuel to transport, and then the costs across the board of these policies that this administration put in place.
Well, you've got an inflation rate at the grocery store of about 40%, which is really, really high.
It's hard to believe. And when you look at numbers, if you use the same numbers that we used in 1980 to judge inflation under the Carter and the Reagan years, if you use those same numbers today, the numbers would be not just 40-year highs. They'd be way higher.
Yeah.
60, 70-year highs. They're much, maybe record highs. But, of course, we changed the way that we do, we adjust.
Yeah.
These consumer prices and the producer price indexes.
Yeah.
So now we're not actually capturing the amount of pain that, relative to our historical, situations. And unfortunately, I think unfortunately for the Democrats, people are going to say, I just can't take this anymore.
No. If anything is going to kill the Biden campaign in 24, it's going to be inflation. If the inflation doesn't, really, really drop down a lot lower than it is right now. I have an economist friend who says he feels because of the way that inflation is calculated, it really isn't that bad right now. But I got to tell you, I completely disagree with him because I'm the guy who does the grocery shopping. I'm the guy who puts gas in my car. I'm the guy who spends the money, and I know that it's going absolutely astronomically high. I got a minute left, Jimmy.
Right. So real wages are, going at about 6%.
Yeah.
Or, 5.5%, 5.3%.
Yeah.
Inflation's about 8.2%. So that's a gap of 3%. But here's the problem. When they talk about wage increases, how many people actually get wage increases every month in order to keep up with these CPI numbers? Nobody does. They get it annually. So you have not seen the actual wage increases.
Yeah.
That are needed for people to actually keep up. So it's even a double negative impact. And of course, the statistics out there that the government is putting out really don't capture the pain. And I don't care who they are. If you think right now that this is not impacting average people, take a look at the polling.
Exactly. It's hurting the Americans really, really badly. Highest thing that I've seen. Most important thing that I've seen in a long time. You guys, time for top of the hour news break.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.